Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Aue Island. Our story today is, Do You Need Help? Stars twinkled against the crisp blue background of the night sky. The moon was full and bright. Its light sparkled off of the rippling waters of the stream. Riley and Rebel watched as the moon's reflection danced on the surface of the water. They laughed as they noticed their faces wiggling in the rippling surface. Then the raccoon saw another face. Hi! Rebel and Riley jumped and turned to see the newcomer. I'm Rob, the new raccoon said, smiling widely at them. Oh, hi, I'm Riley, and this is Rebel, Riley said. What brings you to this dream? Rob asked. We were thinking about getting a snack, so we figured we should wash up first, Rebel replied. That's a good idea, Rob said. Can I join you? Sure, Rebel said. And the three raccoons bent over the rushing water to wash their paws. 1, 2, Rebel dipped his front paws into the stream. 3, 4, Riley began to wash his paws. 5, Rob dipped his front paw in the stream and allowed the water to flow over it. Rebel and Riley looked at each other and then at Rob. Lots of emotions tumbled through their minds as they realized that Rob only had 3 paws. The two raccoons felt surprised, sad, and a little nervous at first. Would you like us to bring you a snack? Rebel asked. No, I can get a snack myself. In fact, I know a great place to get one. Follow me. Okay, Riley said and looked at Rebel. Rebel nodded, and the two raccoons followed Rob as he moved his way through the brush. Rob was quite a character. He shared jokes and stories of some of the fun games he had played while the people were sleeping. Rob was also a great listener. Rebel and Riley felt very comfortable sharing their stories of fun with him as well. As the three raccoons talked and listened, they realized they had a lot in common. Before they knew it, Rob had led them to a bush with bright red clusters. It was a raspberry bush. Help yourself, Rob said, as he grasped a big juicy raspberry and popped it in his mouth. Rebel felt surprised that he and Riley hadn't found it before, and a little embarrassed that he had assumed that Rob needed help to find food. Now he felt grateful that Rob had shared the raspberries with them. Wow, Rebel said, his mouth full. These are great berries, aren't they, Riley? Riley just smiled and went right back to eating the sweet berries. Before long, the three raccoons had full bellies, red paws, and red mouths. Thank you for bringing us to the raspberries, Rebel said. Yes, they were delicious, Riley said. Maybe you can show me one of the places you know to find a good snack, Rob said, smiling. Yes, and we know quite a few, Riley said. Then Rebel yawned. Riley and Rob noticed him, and they yawned too. The three raccoons felt happy and content, and so the little raccoons decided it was time for bed. Riley, Rebel, and Rob headed back to their home. The three raccoons went in the same direction. When they reached a pine tree, Rob said, "Well, this is my stop," and pointed to a cozy den at the base of the pine. Rebel and Riley laughed and said, "It's ours too. We live up there," and they pointed up the trunk. Rob smiled and said, "It's amazing what is right under your nose sometimes. Well, good night." Riley and Rebel said good night and climbed the pine tree to reach their cozy bed. The raccoons stretched and curled up in the branches, thinking of all they had to be grateful for. Riley was glad that he had a full belly of sweet raspberries. Rebel was happy that Rob lived so close by. It would be easy to find time to play when they were so close. Most of all, both raccoons were very happy they had found a new friend. Rebel hugged himself tight and then relaxed into the branches. Riley stretched and curled back up. Both raccoons took a deep breath in and out. they took another breath in and out. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The little raccoons closed their eyes and smiled as they dreamed of playing with their new friend Rob, the raccoon. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.